Experience matters, and this guy's the president? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about today on a brand new Village Vice. He is Zach, I am Brad, and we are 60 days away from kickoff. 60 days away. Do you know what 60 wins ago for Auburn was? You do if you watched the post show yesterday. If you're a member of the channel and you watched the post show, you know what 60 wins ago was.
So this would have been first game of 2017.
Yes.
Yeah, Georgia Southern.
Right. Yep. Yep. It was before Auburn went to Clemson. It was Jarrett Stidham's debut as Auburn's quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Lindsey's debut as offensive coordinator.
Kerryon Johnson scored 3 touchdowns in that game?
I don't remember, but that year he scored like 70. I mean, he scored a ton of touchdowns that year.
Well, especially at the beginning.
He had a 5 touchdown game against Ole Miss that year.
Was it Ole Miss?
Yeah. I know he had 5 against Ole Miss.
I think he had 3 or 4 against Missouri that year, too.
I think so, too.
This game is not coming up.
The first game of 2017.
We won 41-7.
Oh, I didn't remember it being that big. We must have scored a lot late because it was slow going early.
No, Kerryon only scored 1 in that one. Cam Martin scored 1. Stidham threw 2 to Hastings and Ryan Davis.
Hey, Stidham to Davis. The most prolific combination Auburn's ever had. And they got going early.
He had 5 against Missouri. Kerryon had 5 against Missouri that year. 3 against Mississippi State. 3 against Ole Miss.
He only had 3 against Ole Miss?
Only. Come on. Come on.
I just remember. I thought he had 5. Okay.
Well, I remember doing a segment, though, after that game, talking about, because up to that point, through the first 4 games, he had 12 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I remember doing a segment of, like, if he keeps this up, is there an argument for Heisman?
Yeah.
And there would have been. He did not keep it up, obviously, but
no.
Was SEC Offensive Player of the Year that year?
He was Offensive Player of the Year in the SEC in 2017. I didn't remember that.
Wasn't he?
I don't remember that.
2017 SEC Offensive Player of the...
Because I would have thought maybe Georgia's guy. Georgia had a running back that was...
Yeah, it was Kerryon. Yeah.
It was Kerryon. Oh, good. Okay. My goodness. Not a strong start for your boy today. I'm like 0 for 2.
Hey, buddy. We're 3 minutes in. Let's lock in. We're doing a show, okay?
You're not
at wherever you were last week anymore. You're back at work.
So this is what it's like to be wrong. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it much more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it much more.
I'm just politely asking, lock in, my guy.
Yeah. All right. You got it. All right. Locked in.
Whenever I say lock in to my kids, they all yell, let's lock and load and do what we do.
That is Auburn culture. And that's a Gene Chizik classic. That's one of the first words of Chizdom we ever got from the former Auburn head
coach. That's right.
Lock and load. Do what we do.
It's actually kind of sad because they say it right. Because the middle one used to say, let's lock and load, and what do we do? It's like, close enough. But now she actually says it right, and it's a little sad. It's a little sad.
That's so good. I love that. But that's the first step is, first, let's ask what we do when we lock in, and then we can do what we do.
Now we answer the question. We do what we do.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so CBS Sports put together a really interesting article that ranks college football teams by returning experience. And it's in a lot of different categories, too. So they do it by games against or snaps against FBS opponents. Total snaps. Then they rank the teams by offensive snaps, defensive snaps, games played, and starts. So... offense, defense,
total. Is it the entire roster they're looking at?
Yes.
Is it projected starters? What are they looking at the whole team?
The whole team.
Okay.
The whole team. And you know, does experience matter as much today as it did? Because experience today means something different than it did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, an experienced team meant guys who came up through your system largely. Now you can put together a team that's highly experienced, but they're in their first year with you. So
yeah,
how much does that matter? You know, I don't know, but I think it's a pretty interesting list.
Well, then, like, you also add guys that have experience. This is why I asked that question.
Yeah.
That probably aren't going to play
yeah.
this year. Like, you look at Kenneth McManus, who's got a full year of starting under his belt. Like, we're not really right. expecting him to play. And then you've got, like, yeah. Kamari Todd, who came over from Chattanooga, who played a ton
yeah.
last year. But those snaps don't matter.
Right. Correct. So, well, snaps against FBS teams are the only things that counted toward this list.
FBS teams. Yeah. Right.
So yeah. no FCS snaps would have counted.
Got it.
So here's what they came up with. I thought this was interesting for a few reasons. First, the Big 12 started media days today.
Mm-hmm.
They're already off and rolling with media days, which is an interesting.
Don't blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah. I mean, it's here we go. Earlier and earlier.
I do envy that other conferences do their media days in 2 days.
Well, yeah, there's no reason.
I do envy that.
Yeah, I think we've jumped the shark on TV coverage for SEC Media Days. Don't you?
It's potentially electric, though.
I mean, for 4 days?
Not sure.
It's too much.
Man.
People cool off quick, and by the end of that fourth day, everybody's done. They're like...
Yeah, there's a solid chance I wake up Thursday, and I'm like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Because I think yeah. we go second day, right. which is the best day to go, by the way.
It is. You're right. Yeah. You're right about that. All right. So this article, three of the top five teams in returning experience are from the Big 12. Texas Tech at 2, Oklahoma State at 3, Houston at 5.
This is total snap. What is this? Returning?
This is overall experience. So total snaps.
Not trying to be cute with this. I'm asking, does this count Sorsby?
Oh, yes, it does, because the article is a few weeks old.
Okay. Wonder if that impacts it at all.
It would, but I mean, let's see. Their total
if you had to
snaps,
bet, what do you think it would be?
If I had to make a wager on this,
what would you say?
Yeah, I would say the over-under is. It
drops
roll
the dice, Brad. What would you say?
I would say it drops them. Yeah, if I had a prop bet, I would say it drops them a couple of spots.
Yeah.
So
I would bet on you if I could, just so I could feel closer to the show.
Where do you think Auburn ranks among SEC teams and nationally on this list? Total snaps played against FBS competition.
So, I mean, just... looking at it position by position, quarterback, mm-hmm. you've got one quarterback who's really played football. He's played a lot of it, but he's right. only played, you know.
Yeah.
Running back, you've got a ton. Cobb's yeah. played a ton. Tay Meadows has played plenty. Bryson Washington's played a ton. Davenport's played some.
Yeah.
Omar.
Yeah.
Very little.
Right.
Receiver, Keyshawn Singleton's played a lot. Chaz Nimrod's played a lot. And then... the other guys have played, but they're just young, so it probably doesn't impact this list too much.
Okay.
Jake Johnson's played a ton. Hunter Herring yeah. wouldn't count in this, right?
Right.
Arliss Boardingham has played a good bit that would count for this. Eckelt has a year.
Okay.
A lot of older offensive linemen has played a good bit.
Yep. So
defensive line, you've got a few guys that have played a lot, and then a lot of young guys.
Yeah.
Edge, kind of a similar boat. Linebacker, similar boat. Defensive back, you've got some guys who've played a lot.
Yeah.
I would say it puts us in the middle of the pack.
Okay. Auburn is third in the SEC in returning snaps and ninth nationally.
Returning snaps is just total snaps.
Total snaps played.
Total snaps played.
Yeah.
Third in the SEC in total snaps played. And then where nationally?
ninth nationally. That's higher than I expected it to be. And I know a lot of guys came over from USF and they've played a lot of football and you add, you know, but I was surprised that Auburn was third in the SEC and ninth nationally. Now, let me break this down offensively. Auburn is eighth nationally in returning offensive snaps, and they break it down by position group.
Oh, great.
So, 10th in quarterback snaps. I'm sure they'd be higher had Byram not missed a good chunk of 24 with his lower leg injury.
Well, that's, I'm surprised he's that high.
Yeah.
Because there's, so, there's like in this portal era, there's guys who have had multiple quarterbacks who have started.
Yeah.
I know Tia started. Like, it's going to be like, well, Tia started, but he played like, he kept his red shirt, right? So he didn't play that much.
Yeah. Auburn's 10th in quarterback snaps. Auburn is 13th in tight end snaps.
Okay.
Nationally, 13th. 18th in offensive line snaps. And number one in the country in total running back snaps.
That's not surprising to me.
It's not, but now it gives you
what four, I like starting running backs in this
Right.
So and I'm not counting Omar in that.
So when you talk about the way this roster was constructed and the intent to run the crap out of the ball and the intent to focus on the running game, this is actual empirical objective data that tells you Auburn has experienced productive guys at this position. And if you want to build an offense around a position, you're top 20 nationally in experienced offensive lineman snaps, top 20 in the country in tight end, top 10 in quarterback and number one in running back snaps. You have the guys who in the first year of an offensive scheme can come in without a very steep learning curve and get to freaking work.
Yeah.
And you don't have to build it on hopes and dreams. You can build it on actual data that says you've got the experience, you've played, you've got the snaps. So, defensively, they break these down as well. D-line, edge, linebacker, cornerback, and safety. Now, Auburn's a little further down in defensive experience. Auburn is 30th nationally in defensive experience. And it's probably the positions that you would expect, like they're 10th in defensive line snaps. They're 9th in safety snaps. They are 61st in corner snaps.
Who do they say who they count as the safeties?
They do not. No, they do not. 76th in linebacker snaps, and where they are least experienced is not a surprise to anybody. Edge, 77th, like right in the middle in snaps from edge rushers. So 30th nationally with a bulk of the experience from interior D linemen and safeties.
Yeah, edge is a little interesting to me because you have Womack and Murray in there who are older. Linebacker, not surprising. I mean, you've got Xavier Atkins, who's really like only played 1 year because he was like a depth piece at LSU. And, you know, Riddick's played some, and then Melendez and Diaz played, you know, at times last year, more down the stretch. But, yeah. Like, when you look at corner, Andre Jordan's played a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Champ Anthony's played a lot. But that's why I asked, like, where do they put Champ?
It's a good question.
Where do they put Sylvester Smith? Like, I would guess in this nickel counts as safety. I would guess.
I would think so.
I feel like they'd be higher.
Yeah.
Like if they
put pretty high in safety snaps.
You said ninth?
They're ninth in safety snaps.
But then like these guys that we talk about every day, like Eric Winters, New Boy Fagans, like those are young guys.
Yeah, still just 1 year. Yeah, they got who's, 1 year under their belt.
Who's number 23 that plays safety for us? He's played some last year at South Florida.
His name is Fred Gaskin.
That's right.
His name is Fred Gaskin. Just in case you're wondering. By the way, you get aushirts.com. You can get a t-shirt that lets everybody know his name is Fred.
His name is Fred Gaskin. aushirts.com. Yes.
Please go check out the website and see what you like there. So I thought that was interesting. Like the most balance offensively, the five teams with the strongest overall balance of offensive experience, Houston, UCLA, Auburn third, Virginia, and Oklahoma. So again, whatever kind of fan you are, if you're the kind of fan who doesn't look for reasons to get excited, well, I don't know, this show doesn't scratch an itch for you, I guess. But if you are the kind of fan who looks for things to get excited about beyond just like hoping and wishing, this offense has some building blocks in place. And with what they want to do with it, those building blocks should be able to perform pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at some of the team, one more note on this and we'll kind of move on. The teams that Auburn has on its schedule. All right, this is the overall experience metric. Ole Miss is fourth. Vanderbilt is 10th. So Auburn is only out experienced by one team on its schedule this year, for what that's worth. Vandy 10th, LSU 13th, Baylor's 15th. Tennessee is 23rd, Florida's 26th. Going down the list, Arkansas is 38th, Georgia is 42nd, Mississippi State is 48th. Keeping on going.
Well, the
Alabama 72nd.
Okay, the discussion of like, okay, returning snaps. Or I guess total snaps. I don't like returning because they're not coming back, but not all of them. But I do, for the person who that you're talking to that like doesn't want to hear anything positive about the team that they watch daily content for, one thing that I do think is a reasonable question on this topic.
Yeah.
Is are all returning snaps equal?
Right.
In this metric? Like, are snaps played at South Florida worth less than snaps played at Auburn? And if you want to say that they are worth less, I don't think that's a crazy argument.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, let me ask this. Okay, you're an offensive lineman, and you are blown up by an SEC edge rusher. Blown up. You allow a sack. That's a snap against an SEC defense. Okay. Versus you're an American offensive tackle and you don't give up a sack against an American conference edge rusher. All right, you had success in one, failure in the other. Which one of those is worth more?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's an interesting thing. You know, obviously in the moment, in the present, you want the one who won. You want the successful rep. But does getting blown up by an SEC defensive lineman, when you look at the past,
does it help you going into
this year? Does it give you, does that failure give you coaching tape where you can look and say, cool, I need to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you get blown up one time, but every other time after that, you made the adjustment?
Yeah. Or did you get blown up because when you're doing your drop step, you know, or your kick slide, your base wasn't wide enough, and now you have worked on that.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Got to capitalize on all these things.
Sure.
So,
I think that's a fair takeaway, and that or just a fair kind of nugget to add into it that, no, I do think they're counting them all just empirically equally.
Right. I mean, and for this, you almost have to. I mean, that would be a lot of work to spread it out. I also think, like, it is different. Like, a South Florida rep in the past is more important to Auburn than if a South Florida player who played on offense last year went anywhere else that didn't follow the staff. I would say those snaps aren't equal. Like, it means more to Auburn than it would for somebody else because it's the same system. Yeah. That's important.
Right.
Like, I don't think you can argue against that, that those snaps are worth more than if they went elsewhere.
Right. And it's similar, like, so Oklahoma State is looking at this list in a similar vein because they're one of the top five. Yeah. And all their guys are from North Texas. Their quarterback and a whole bunch of others followed the coach from North Texas. So it's kind of the same deal. Those aren't Big 12 reps that those
guys
have. It's
also easier. The jump from North Texas to Oklahoma State, I think, is an easier jump than the jump from South Florida to Auburn as well.
I would agree with that, especially for an offensive player.
Yes, in the Big 12, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, all the mess-to-maker hype, you know, their quarterback. I think it's warranted. I do think it's a little logically inconsistent if you have him ranked super high and you have Byron Brown ranked lower. I think it's similar to the Florida thing. Like,
right.
Just be logically consistent across all of it. But if you want to have them, one of them higher than the other, that's fine. But they need to be close if that's a discussion you're having.
Agreed. Separate little side note discussion. Is Oklahoma State in a better spot at quarterback than they were last year? Is Mestemaker better than whatever they had last year?
I don't know who they had last year, so I'm assuming
I don't either, but I would think probably. So that's really all that should matter for that conversation. Is Byron Brown better than what Auburn had at quarterback last year?
Yes.
Then that's really all that should matter in that conversation. Really, it's just, are you better than you were last year? Your team. And that's what matters. So, okay. We're 22 minutes deep into the show.
Haven't talked about Ford Stokes yet.
Well, no, we haven't. We typically do that on Thursday, but we can do it today instead because it's always a good day. I heard a song from 1990 on the way into the office today. It was called I Want to Be Rich. And I thought about Ford Stokes. I thought, I wish YouTube would let us get away with playing that song when we talk about our friend at Active Wealth Management and Ford Stokes.
And there's a chance we could do it, but we're still kind of on YouTube probation. So we're going to wait until September 10th to try that.
We're going to play by the rules. We're rule followers, so that's what we're going to do.
So this happened while you were gone.
Huh?
This happened while you were gone, but I am licensed and selling for Ford Stokes now.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I've been venting to you about studying for months.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are passed. We are licensed.
Nice.
We are appointed, baby. And Ford and I are doing a seminar in Opelika. Next month, we're doing one on August 6th and August 13th. And it's going to be electric.
I can't wait for that. All right. What day of the week is that?
They're both Thursday evenings.
Okay. All right.
You coming?
I may have to find my way into one of those. Yeah.
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 They're free. Just show up. It's at the Opelika Library.
What's in the library? So
we got their big auditorium by the front. It's going to be great. It's going
to
be awesome.
Do you have to whisper? Do you have to whisper?
I'm not going to.
Because it's a library.
I'm not going to because I'm excited about people having income and retirement. That's not something you whisper about.
What's the library? Yeah, but it's a library, Zach.
Not the auditorium.
It was the whole point.
Not the auditorium.
Okay. Fair enough.
We're going to party.
What a great library that is, too. The Opelika Library is an outstanding library.
It's very nice. And they offer so many things that you don't realize.
Yeah.
Same with Active Wealth in Fort Stokes. So, you can book with him.
What a great
also can book
tie-in.
With me. Whatever you want to do. Calendly.com/Ford Stokes or reach out to me directly. And we can, we'll get you taken care of. Whether it's life insurance or annuities, we've got it all. Or if you just want to learn more about, I want to make sure I have income in retirement, reach out to us. We would love to make sure that happens for you.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to save the presidential stuff for tomorrow.
That's cool because I want to hear about that. And this might be a post-show topic. I want to talk about the soccer game and tie it to some Auburn stuff, but that might be a post-show thing.
Okay, great. Then let's do it. I'm ready.
What's the president thing? Just give me a tease because I don't know what you're talking about.
I watched an interview this weekend from this weekend, and I'm just shaking my head going, this is the president. This is the president. President of what? President of whom? That's coming up on tomorrow's show.
Got it. Yeah. What'd you think of Auburn and Alabama doing a joint announcement yesterday opposing the, was it Protect College Football or Protect College Sports?
Save College Sports. Yeah.
Save College Sports.
Yeah. I think we're headed to the SEC versus everybody. I think that it's laying the groundwork for the league doing its own thing.
I mean, I think I understand why they're against it, but the marketing decision to band together Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah.
Cause like if they both put out separate things.
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting. But them doing it together is pretty powerful. Like, oh, we got to listen. You're saying no.
I don't know that it's that powerful. I don't know. Okay. I think it's for show. Like, I think it's a.
Of course it's for show. That's why you do it. But you want it to be discussed.
Yeah.
You want it to be loud. You want the message to be seen and heard. I think more people see it and hear it if you do it together than if you do it separately.
Yeah, the initial, like, in the circles that I saw reaction from, fans didn't love it. It's not like the two coming together for tornado relief or to help people. It was very different. I don't know. I saw both sides going like, I don't like this.
Interesting.
I don't think we need to put both names on this. Not when it comes to these matters of NCAA versus Congress.
The response I saw was pretty much unanimous in the sense of whatever it takes for the government to not be involved in college sports.
Yeah. The important takeaway I thought from it was, they're locked in. And if this thing passes, SEC is just break away. They'll just break away. And we'll have 12 SEC games every year and an SEC playoff to determine an SEC champion, which will be the national champion. Now, maybe I read it wrong.
More people watch that or the actual national championship if that were to happen.
It'll be similar. It won't be very different. There'll be two unique, independent, attractive games.
Be insane.
Yeah. We've been on
if they did that. I wonder how many people they would add. Because I think you need more than 16 to do that.
Yeah, and I think you'll get them. I think you'll have plenty that would do it.
Do you get to 20? Do you get to 24?
I think you get to 24.
24 is a natural number.
Yep. 24 allows you to create a playoff system similar to that of the NFL.
Yeah.
Divisions, staggered playoff system with byes.
Without thinking about it, give me your eight. Clemson, FSU, Miami,
North Carolina.
Georgia Tech, North Carolina. Do we do Duke? We're at five.
Probably.
Okay, Duke. I'm assuming they got to be regional somewhat.
Maybe. Big Ten didn't worry about regionality.
I know. But Sankey's been, like, remarkably consistent with that.
Yeah, Sankey's been the commissioner a long time, though. He can't be commissioner forever.
Yeah.
See, I look at, like, an Arizona. I think West.
Huh.
I think West. And you've already gone Texas. You're not getting New Mexico, so.
Does Arizona, like, give us something? I mean, basketball would be great, but. I'd rather have Baylor than Arizona.
No, Baylor's not coming. I don't think you had Baylor.
Yeah.
Did you add a Kansas? Do you want Kansas?
I think Kansas makes more sense than Arizona.
Okay. Maybe you go that route. Maybe Kansas, Nebraska.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate that.
Kansas, Nebraska. There you go. Those are my final two.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Post show coming up. See you there. Make sure you become a member. Helps the show out a ton. We appreciate all of you. Love you so much.
Everybody has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of
them. I think what I'm going to say might upset you.
Okay.
To be honest.
I'm ready. I'm braced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Everybody has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.